From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well listener, we begin with the news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, on frequency 3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo leads ceremony to mark Pancasila Sanctity Day. President Joko Widodo urges Papuans to not believe in hoax and slander. Kazakhstan applies free visa to Indonesian citizens. And all the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo acted as inspector of a ceremony at a function held to commemorate Pancasila Sanctity Day at the Pancasila Sakti Monument, East Jakarta, on Tuesday. The President and First Lady Iriana arrived at the venue of the ceremony at 7:50 a.m. local time. Vice President Yusuf Kala and spouse also attended the event. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Constitutional Court Chairman Anwar Usman, Chief of the Indonesian Defense Forces Marshal Hadi Cahyanto, Chief of National Police General Tito Karnavian, Minister State Secretary Pratikno, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, and Education and Culture Minister Muhajir Effendi were also present at the ceremony. After the ceremony, President Jokowi and other officials paid a visit to Lubang Buaya, which literally means Crocodile's Pit, where several generals or revolution heroes were killed and their bodies dumped into the well by Communist Party members on September 30, 1965. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has appealed to people in Papua to exercise self-restraint and not be swayed by hoax and slander. As quoted by Antara News Agency, the President during a press conference at the Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java on Monday explained that everyone stays calm, exercises self-restraint, and avoids all forms of provocation and slander that the government has observed on social media, so many issues being disseminated. He drew attention to the people, mostly non-native Papuans, who had fled Wamena for Jayapura. The President, however, urged the people to not leave Wamena since security officers were presently on guard to offer public protection. The head of state remarked that the tribal chief in Baliem Valley had also urged the people to not leave Wamena. The President stated that armed criminal group members were behind the riot in Wamena. Republic of Kazakhstan government applies free visa for Indonesian citizens who want to enter the country starts on Monday, September 30th. As quoted by Antara News Agency, the Kazakhstan Embassy in Jakarta in its statement stated that Indonesian citizens from September 30, 2019 can enter or exit Kazakhstan without visa if the staying period is not more than 30 days. It is based on the Republic of Kazakhstan Government Resolution No. 693, signed by Prime Minister Askar Mamin on September 18, 2019. The resolution is a substitute for the previous rules, which listed in Article 17 of the Republic of Kazakhstan Government Regulation No. 148 on January 21, 2012. An economic observer at the Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, or INDEF, Annie Sri Hartati, said that the state budget could actually encourage prosperity among the people of Indonesia. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Annie Sri Hartati in Jakarta on Monday explained that so far the state budget has not been able to optimally reduce the level of poverty, inequality, or unemployment in the community. She also said unemployment and poverty rates have declined year on year, but at a very slow pace compared to other countries. Based on data from the Central Statistics Agency BPS, Indonesia's poor population as of March 2019 amounted to 25.14 million people, a decline of around 810,000 residents compared to the same period in 2018, or 9.41%, and a decline of 9.82% over the previous year. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Defense Ministry, in cooperation with PT Pertamina Persero RU-6 Balongan, are to implement the use of anti-drone to protect oil and gas refineries from the threat of drone attacks. Indonesian Defense Minister Riamiza Triakudu, in his written statement, as quoted by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Monday, said that his ministry is very open and ready to synergize with various parties to support the security of national vital objects. PT Pertamina RU-6 Balongan is one of the state-owned oil and gas refineries located in Balongan District, Indramayu Regency, which is responsible to meet the needs of fuel oil in the Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi, or Greater Jakarta. Indonesia explores Polish markets in an effort to enter the food and beverage industry markets in Poland and the Central European region by participating in Polagra Food Fair 2019 in Poznan City from September 30 to October 3. Executive of the Economic Function of the Indonesian Embassy in Warsaw, Taufik Lamsuhur, told Antara London on Monday that the existing 38 million Polish people, around 300,000 expatriates, 70,000 of foreign students and tourists who reach 20 million every year, as well as Polish diasporas, made the Polish market as the biggest market in Central Europe. Meanwhile, Indonesian Ambassador to Poland, Siti Nugraha Mauludia, explained that the stable and high economic growth of around 4-5% per year and Poland's strategic position in Central Europe become a beneficial factor for Indonesian investors and encourage a wider bilateral trade sector between Indonesia and Poland. And the last item, Indonesian Tourism Ministry Arif Yahya encouraged Indonesia to be friendly tourism destination for vegetarians in Indonesia and foreign countries. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Arif Yahya, when inaugurating Beres Cafe by Sarina at the Sarina Building, Jakarta on Monday, explained that the world vegetarian community can collect 700 million people and successfully achieved 350 million people in India, followed by China with 50 million people. The two countries are the five main markets for foreign tourists in Indonesia. China contributed 2.2 million tourists and India contributes 485,000 tourists. It has been recorded that 70% of Indian tourists who come to Indonesia are mostly vegetarians. The Ministry of Tourism is targeting 1 million Indian tourists to visit Indonesia by 2020. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo leads ceremony to mark Pancasila Sanctity Day. President Joko Widodo urges Papuans to not believe in hoax and slander. Kazakhstan applies free visa to Indonesian citizens. And listeners, that's the news.
Garuda Pancasila. Hello, listener. Nice to meet you again in our commentary. The title of today's commentary is Waiting, the Performance of New Members of DPR and MPR. Well, listener, today, October 1st, 2019, 575 members of the House of Representatives DPR and members of the People's Consultative Assembly MPR for the period 2019-2024 are inaugurated. On the closing day of the term of office, Monday 30th September, the previous members of DPR held final plenary meeting, which highlighted a number of unfinished works. There are 5 pending bills to be ratified by the all members of the DPR. All of them were agreed to be further discussed by members of the DPR for the period 2019-2024. The 5 bills are the Bill of Criminal Law Code, the Bill of Land, the Bill of Mineral and Coal Mining, the Bill of Cooperative and the Bill of Trade and Food Control. The postponement of the ratification of a number of bills into law is based on strong protests from university students and the public against the legislative products of the DPR and the government. Large-scale demonstrations had been taking place in several regions in Indonesia more recently. Previously, Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly MPR Zulkifli Hasan said that his side has tried to address the student demonstration and prevent the demonstration from causing casualties. Thus, he has communicated with Speaker of the DPR, Bambang Susatyo. This means that the Parliament did not ratify the bill until the end of term of office on 30 September 2019. In fact, there are 2 bills which caused strong protest by many elements of the community. The Bill of the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, and the Travel Criminal Code. The Bill of KPK has been already passed by the all members of the DPR. According to the public assessment, on the one hand, the law tends to weaken the performance of the KPK. On the other hand, the Travel Criminal Law Code has been criticized too far for interfering the privacy rights of individuals. Now the public urged President Joko Widodo to issue a government regulation in lieu of law of the KPK to cancel the application of the law. The possibility of publishing the government regulation of the KPK was repealed by President Joko Widodo after meeting with 41 cultural figures, religious figures and legal experts at the State Palace in Jakarta on Thursday. According to legal expert Bafitri Susanti, the president was worried that the purpose would be rejected by the DPR. The plan to issue the government regulations is indeed a dilemma for President Joko Widodo. The president is trapped between public pressure to reject the KPK law and political parties that are firmly defending. Thus, political communication is very essential between the government and the new members of the DPR. A lot of tasks for new members, led by previous members of DPR, have to be completed. There are several other controversial bills that required hard work of the new members of the DPR. We look forward to hoping that they can show a satisfying performance for the people who have elected them. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in history, I'll begin today in history with October the 1st, 1949. The People's Republic of China is founded. The People's Republic of China is a country located in East Asia, which has its capital in Beijing. The country has the largest population in the world and an area of 9.69 million square kilometers, making it the fourth largest country in the world. It was founded on October the 1st, 1949, after the end of the Chinese Civil War. Mao Zedong proclaimed the People's Republic of China, and since then, China has been led by a single party, the Chinese Communist Party. Turning to October the 1st, 1965, Pancasila Sanctity Day is first commemorated. On September the 30th, 1965, six Indonesian Army generals and one captain were abducted and killed, including the Commander-in-Chief of the Army, Ahmad Yani. The action was called the September 30th Movement. With Ahmad Yani's death, Major General Suharto took command of the army on October 1, 1965, in the morning, and launched a counterattack at dusk. All G30S troops were finally captured or fled. The September 30th movement was seen as an attempt by the Indonesian Communist Party to replace the ideology of the Indonesian state, namely Pancasila, into communism, but the effort failed, which is why October 1st is celebrated as the day of Pancasila Sanctity Day. I'll end with October the 1st, 2005, the 2005 Bali bombing. The 2005 Bali bombing was a series of bombings that took place in Bali on October the 1st, 2005. There were three bombings, one in Kuta and two in Jimbaran, with at least 23 people killed and 196 others injured. In November 2005, the police identified three suicide bombers, Muhammad Salik Firdaus, Wisnu, and Ayib Hidayat. The suicide bombing had a significant impact on tourism in Bali, considering that on October 12, 2002, a similar bomb attack killed 202 people. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Waktu pertama kali kulihat dirimu hadir, rasa hati ini inginkan dirimu. Hati tenang mendengar suara indah menyapa. Geloranya hati ini tak kusangka. Rasa ini tak tertahan. Hati selalu untukmu. Terimalah lagu ini dari orang biasa, tapi cintaku padamu luar biasa. Aku tak punya bunga, aku tak punya harta, yang ku punya hanyalah
fokus padamu. Pun hadir melihatmu, memandangmu bagai bidadari. Lentik indah matamu, manis senyum bibirmu, hitam panjang rambutmu, anggun terikat rasa.
That was Cinta Luar Biasa, sung by Admes Kamaleng. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to meet you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. The topic of today's My Indonesia is Indonesia and Tunisia agree on increasing trade cooperation in the first bilateral consultation. Indonesia and Tunisia held the Indonesia-Tunisia first bilateral consultation in Tunis, Tunisia on 26 until 27 September 2019. As quoted on the website kemlu.co.id, Director General of Asia-Pacific and Africa and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Ambassador Destra Percaya led the Indonesian delegation at the meeting. He views that Tunisia is a close partner of Indonesia in encouraging economic cooperation. He stated that Indonesia needs to tap benefit from the potential of Tunisia in its efforts to penetrate the market for Indonesian export products to North African, Sub-Saharan and European regions as an entry point. In addition to its strategic geographical location, Tunisia also has many free trade agreements with a number of countries in the three regions. During the meeting, the two countries agreed to increase mutual market access for their respective agriculture and fishery products. Indonesian products as palm oil, canola oil, tuna, and seaweed. Meanwhile, Tunisia focuses on olive oil and date. In addition to trade issues, the two countries have also agreed to increase cooperation in promoting moderate Islam. Destra also explained that Indonesia and Tunisia have similar faith as a country with a majority Muslim population as well as a democratic country. He considered that besides being able to cooperate in exchanging experiences in the field of democracy, the two countries could collaborate in promoting the noble values of Islam that are moderate, tolerant, and peace-loving. The collaboration is expected to play a major role in a joint effort to deal with radical ideas that target young people. In addition to these two issues, various aspects of bilateral cooperation had been discussed, including investment industry, combating terrorism and defense, maritime affairs and fishery, agriculture, culture, sport, and technical cooperation. The meeting also discussed regional and international issues of mutual interest, including issues of concern to the United Nations Security Council, UNSC. Tunisia has been chosen to be a non-permanent member of the UNSC for the period 2020-2021 and will become Indonesian partner in the UNSC in 2020. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Jika nanti ku tak cantik lagi, jika aku tak menarik lagi, masihkah kamu memuji-muji diriku? Jika ku mulai malas berdandan, penampilanku mulai berkurang, masihkah kamu terpesona melihatku? Sadarilah, aku pasti berubah. Takkan selalu indah, itu pasti sayang. Semoga
the song entitled Memanggilku Sayang, sung by Dea. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce Katapyang Beach to you in West Sumatra. If you're traveling to West Sumatra by plane, you will land at Minangkabau International Airport. You do not need to go far away, because near the airport, there is interesting tourism object which can be visited, namely Katapyang Beach. The beach is located around 5 kilometers from Minangkabau International Airport. The easiest access to go there, if you do not bring your own car, is by using conventional or online taxi from the airport. Entering to Katapyang Beach tourism object, you must passing through residential area and pass between the villagers' home. Arriving at the beach, you will amaze with the beauty of the nature. Its blue sea water makes anybody impatient to swim. Moreover, the beach is decorated with blue sky and white stretch of sand, so that you can sit and take a rest there. In addition, at the edge of the beach is surrounded by shady trees, which make the beach is cool. Surrounding Katapyang Beach, there are some interesting spots for selfie photo. One of them is the photo spot location made of used pipes that are stacked in one. Its shape looks very aesthetic. A lot of visitors choose this location as their photograph spot. Another uniqueness is the spot with a lot of fisherman ships view, which is also attracted many tourists. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Di pemuda menyadari selalu kupungkiri. Walau ku sadari semuanya akan terjadi.
You have just listened to the song entitled The Art of Letting Go, sung by Humania featuring Maizura. For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Indonesia. Mari berbahasa Indonesia. We will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expression, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Let introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration of Voice of Indonesia with the Language and Book Development Agency, Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Saya Merasa Tenang, or in English, I Feel Calm. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on Saya Merasa Tenang, or in English, I Feel Calm. Tony, Joko, Enda, and Dinda are at a cultural center in Yogyakarta. There was a performance of Indonesian traditional art and they were watching a gamelan performance.
Saya suka gamelan. Ini gamelan Jawa kan?
Iya. Bagaimana perasaan kamu ketika mendengar gamelan Jawa?
Saya merasa tenang. Kalau kamu, bagaimana perasaan kamu ketika mendengar gamelan Bali?
Saya merasa bersemangat.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is saya merasa tenang. Saya merasa tenang, which means I feel calm. I will say the words two times and you may repeat after me. Gamelan. Gamelan, which means gamelan orkestra. Lagu. Lagu, which means song. Musik jazz. Musik jazz, which means jazz music. Gamelan Jawa. Gamelan Jawa, which means Javanese gamelan. Gamelan Bali. Gamelan Bali, which means Balinese gamelan. Saya suka gamelan. Saya suka gamelan, which means I like gamelan. Ini gamelan Jawa kan? Ini gamelan Jawa kan? Which means this is Javanese gamelan, right? Bagaimana perasaan kamu ketika mendengar gamelan Jawa? Bagaimana perasaan kamu ketika mendengar gamelan Jawa? Which means, how do you feel when you hear Japanese gamelan? Saya merasa tenang. Saya merasa tenang, which means I feel calm. Saya merasa bersemangat. Saya merasa bersemangat, which means I feel excited. In the dialogue, you heard Dinda ask, bagaimana perasaan kamu ketika mendengar gamelan Jawa? Bagaimana perasaan kamu ketika mendengar gamelan Jawa? Which means, how do you feel when you hear Japanese gamelan? Tony also asked, bagaimana perasaan kamu ketika mendengar gamelan Bali? Bagaimana perasaan kamu ketika mendengar gamelan Bali? Which means, how do you feel when you hear Balinese gamelan? To ask about someone's feeling when they hear something, you can start with the expression, bagaimana perasaan kamu ketika mendengar? Bagaimana perasaan kamu ketika mendengar? Which means, how do you feel when you hear? The following are examples. Bagaimana perasaan kamu ketika mendengar gamelan? Bagaimana perasaan kamu ketika mendengar gamelan? Which means, how do you feel when you hear the gamelan? Bagaimana perasaan kamu ketika mendengar lagu ini? Bagaimana perasaan kamu ketika mendengar lagu ini? Which means, how did you feel when you heard that song? Bagaimana perasaan kamu ketika mendengar musik jazz? Bagaimana perasaan kamu ketika mendengar musik jazz? Which means, how do you feel when you hear jazz? Examples of answers to such question in Indonesian are as follows. Saya merasa tenang. Saya merasa tenang, which means I feel calm. Saya merasa bersemangat. Saya merasa bersemangat, which means I feel excited. Saya merasa sedih. Saya merasa sedih, which means I feel sad. Other examples of statements are, saya merasa tenang ketika mendengar musik gamelan. Saya merasa tenang ketika mendengar musik gamelan, which means I feel calm when I hear gamelan music. Gamelan is a traditional music instrument played by a group of people. If the gamelan is played, there will be a beautiful and harmonious sound. Japanese gamelan is usually played with a slow tempo, whereas Balinese gamelan is usually played with a fast tempo. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to an example of the conversation once more.
Saya suka gamelan. Ini gamelan Jawa kan?
Iya. Bagaimana perasaan kamu ketika mendengar gamelan Jawa?
Saya merasa tenang. Kalau kamu, bagaimana perasaan kamu ketika mendengar gamelan Bali?
Saya merasa bersemangat.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to learn more about Indonesian. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
That was Phenomena, sung by Smash. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today, we present a Malayan song to you entitled Selendang Sutra, which will be sung by Rosnida Yes. The song was composed by Yan Junet, which consists of three verses of poem. The song tells about advices in relationship of love. The song Selendang Sutra is a Deli Meli song. The Deli Meli is one of Meli music genres, which was hits in the 1950s. The music instruments played in Deli Meli music are accordion, flute, gambus, and tambourine influenced by Arabic music. In addition, the Meli music is also completed by a stomping drum instrument. Here is Selendang Sutra, sung by Rosnida Yes. Enjoy the song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.